Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Auditor Dan Widmer about the upcoming election and the options for registering early and voting early.
It's that time of the year again. Elections are coming up. We're starting to see some advertisements. What do people need to keep in mind when it comes time to register to vote? Can they do that now?
Yeah, you can register anytime you want to, and we have had some people already that have requested absentee ballots. They've come into the counter at the auditor's office to make that request. We will be sending those out later on, sometime in September, once we get the ballot all configured and ready to go. The first day that we'll mail absentee ballots is on Thursday, September 29th. And that is also the first day that individuals can come in and vote absentee at the auditor's office.
And is it hard to vote early, or is it just the same as going to the polls?
It's basically the same as going to the polls. There's a couple of options. Individuals can come in and vote right there in the auditor's office at the counter, so to speak, or you can request that an absentee ballot be sent to you. And you can vote from the convenience and the privacy of your own home, and there's no cost involved. The county picks up the cost of mailing the ballot to individuals, as well as the postage to for them to return the ballot to the auditor's office.
Well, it sounds pretty easy. Do you see a wide variety of people do this, or is it mostly people who are traveling?
There's some that are traveling that won't be at home on election day, but otherwise, yeah, we see a wide variety of people, wide variety of ages, for all kinds of reasons that they just want to vote early, and especially it's more convenient to vote in that manner rather than to travel to the polls on election day.
And on election day, with a presidential election, are you expecting big turnouts?
Yes. Yeah, we are expecting a big turnout. 4 years ago, we had approximately about a 70% voter turnout for that general election 4 years ago. Something else that you might find interesting, going back through the files, 8 years ago there were approximately 3,000 absentee votes cast in Washington County, and 4 years ago for the election there were 5,000 approximately individuals that voted absentee. So you can kind of see the trend, and I see that increase continuing again this fall in November.
And do you have people already requesting absentee ballots?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have. I'm estimating we probably have about 100 absentee requests to date. And again, we'll be sending those absentee votes out, or absentee ballots out in September.
And talking about Election Day itself, how long are the polls open? Can you tell us those hours?
Sure. The polls will open at 7 in the morning, and they'll close promptly at 9 p.m. that evening.
And if people decide to wait until Election Day to register at the polls, which they can do in Iowa, is there anything that they should take with them?
Yeah, they need to bring along proof of residence and along with a photo ID.
So do people usually use like a water bill for that proof of residence?
That can work, or if their driver's license has their current address on it, and obviously it's going to have their photo on it, so that's what most people use. It's really an easy process. However, it does take a certain amount of time. I would encourage people to come in and register ahead of time. It's makes it much easier for the people that are working at the precinct, and it will save the individual some time.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington County Auditor Dan Widmer. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.